The Kickoff.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
I'm sure you're looking forward to the weekend, and the Aintree Festival got underway, of course, yesterday. The big race itself takes place at 5.15 tomorrow. Let's hope the weather is a bit better than it looks from the top of the tower at the moment. It is going to clear up later on this afternoon. It's been awfully damp this morning. A man who's already in position, ensuring he gets the best possible vantage point for tomorrow's race, is Tony Scott. He's probably got a sleeping bag. He's going to camp there overnight. He's there up and ready very early. Morning, Tony.
Good morning, Alan. Okay.
You are in there early, aren't you? You are live from Aintree, aren't you?
I'm not there yet, Alan. I'm not there yet.
Ah, right. I thought you were in the press room already, mate. But
Yeah,
the gates do open early for the media, so plenty broadcasting live, etc., from Aintree over the course of the 3 days. So looking forward to it. Always do, Tone. What's your feelings around the Aintree Festival as it nears, and it is underway now, but do you get that buzz of excitement like many?
Yes, I do, Alan. It's just been three fantastic days of top-class horse racing, don't forget, because I think people symbolise the Aintree Festival with the Grandmaster, and there's a couple of races here, there and before. But as we've seen, yes, these are Grade 1 races that are pre- and post-Grandmaster. So I think we're very, very lucky to have races like this. We're very lucky to have this type of calibre of race before on the undercard, so to speak. So I think what we've seen yesterday was some top-class racing. We've seen Mike Bike win. We've seen a lot of top-class racing. And it only goes to show when the crowds there were absolutely jam-packed yesterday. And for the first time, Ladies' Day sold out in as long as I can remember. That's the day, although the weather isn't holding up as we speak. I believe it's about 12, 1 o'clock when the racing does start. Funny enough, that the rain will go away and obviously the sun will come out again. So fingers crossed that will happen.
But
Ladies' Day sold out today, and obviously Grand National Day sold out completely every single year. So top-class racing, attendance is full. Fantastic atmosphere as well, you know, Al. It really, really is. Everyone's friendly. Everyone's getting on. Everyone's having a good sing-song. I think there's a video that went viral yesterday, straight after the race. It was on one of the trains coming home, and everyone's singing and dancing, having a good time. And that's the atmosphere which only Liverpool can generate when they're holding these sporting festivals. So we're privileged, but the world should be privileged that we've got this on our doorstep too.
Yeah, absolutely spot on. There are 7 races today. The first race, 1:45, incidentally, the last at 5:15. But you mentioned it there about the quality, and this has improved year on year at Aintree. And you've only got to look at the prize money on offer now for the big race of the day, the Melling Chase. £250,000 added to the £140,000 worth of racing there. And I think there's only 5 or 6 horses in this big race today, isn't there?
Which race is this, sorry,
on? The Melling Chase.
The
Melling Chase at 3:25 today.
Yeah, Min. We've got Min in this, and Min looks the 5-4 favourite in this one, Al. It looks, though, this is the good thing of the day. As far as I'm concerned, it should be Altiora dropped out of this. So Min, solid favourite, particularly that's done well, I think, at Cheltenham beforehand. But Min looks the one to beat in this one. You've got Paul Townend on board. You just cannot see this one getting beat at all. If you can get anything towards, I'm just looking at the betting at the moment, Al, it's 5-4. I think this will go off at odds of. So if you're having a bet on Min in the 3:25, I'd take the price as early as possible in this one. I really, really would.
Although,
Min looks the one to meet.
Yeah. Although we have had some real outsiders win over the couple of days prior to the National Day itself, haven't we? There are some real long shots over the course of the past couple of years. And when you look at the field in the following race after the Melon Chase, you know, there's a whole host of horses, and it'd be difficult to pick a winner.
Oh, sometimes, Al, it's like a lottery. Because we've seen over the next couple of days, you'll see horses that will sidetrack Cheltenham to have a good start. At Aintree, as you touched on there, Aldi, you've got the Landsock Shell top of handicap. It's in 4:05, and it's an absolute minefield to try and pick a winner. Best part of 20, 30 horses in the race, and we've got 10-1, 11-1 favourites. So if you're having a bet in this, the types of races, like the Grandmaster, like the Topham, they're over the national fences. Now, I could easily come back here and say, the stack of the pack say that 007 should win this. It's the best horse in the race. It's got the best jockey. But as we know in the Grand National, I know these fences, that you need a lot of luck to get around these fences. A horse can fall in front of you and bring you down. You need a lot of luck to get round these fences, let alone actually get first past the post. So obviously there's a bit of luck involved. It's pushed me to have a bet in the 405 on in the top. And don't forget, this is over the Grand National fences.
Yeah.
A lot of these jockeys, this is their first spin over the Grand National fences this weekend. But the Fox Hunters yesterday was for the one for amateurs. So this is one for the top jocks over the National fences. If it's a push me, I'll probably have a little look at Flying Angel.
Right.
The reason being, if you were to look at the Flying Angel form, it'd be fifth, fourth, third, and eighth. Now, if you look at last year's Grand National, Flying Angel was absolutely cantering and only fell 2 hours. This is a lot shorter than the Grand National, so I'd expect Flying Angel to get a little bit of a place. But as you say, Al, you need a lot of luck in these fences.
Yeah.
Over the course, you've got the Marmaid Chase, and you've got other courses in the Grand in at entry race course. But over these Grand National fences, you need a lot of luck. So best advice for anyone who's having a bet in the Grand National tomorrow, it just literally go with a name. If you like that today, or if you like that, if Katie Walsh is riding it, if you want to see a fairy tale story,
yeah,
just go with it. Like, don't let anyone put you off. Just have a little couple of quid on what you think will happen.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely spot on. We've had a couple of tipsters on over the course of the past couple of days, and we've had 66-1 winners, 100-1 winners at the National, haven't we, over the course of the past recent years. So, yeah, anything can happen. As far as the favourites tomorrow for the big race, Tony, are we going to see the likes of Total Recall and Tiger Roll and Annabelle Fly go off as favourites?
Yeah, it's a tough one. It really is tough. At the moment, as we speak, there's four joint favourites for the Grand National. Annabelle Fly, which comes third in the Cheltenham Gold Cup. Black Lion, love these types of fences. Tiger Roll is a cross-country winner at Cheltenham. And Total Recall for Willie Mullins. They're the four favourites at the moment in the Grand National. See you at midnight, just placed under them. But the interesting one, Al, is the one that all the money has been backed on all week. From 66-1 is short to 16-1 now. And I'm looking at the best odds. It's even short to 12-1. So don't be surprised if Bay De La Say goes in our favourite. And I come on here every single Friday and go, I say, this stat's going to win, blah, blah, blah. But every single stat is against this horse to win out. It really, really is. It's 7 years old. So effectively, 7 year olds just don't win a Grand National.
Yeah.
Too young to win a Grand National. This horse is 7 years of age. Effectively, it's to put in football in terms, it's like a 17 or 8 year old, 18 year old are that winning the Ballon d'Or.
Right.
Too young to win it. So it's very, very tough for this horse to win. Don't forget.
So why has it been so heavily backed, Tone?
It's been heavily, heavily backed. It's a mare as well. Mares don't win the Grand National. Last mare to win the Grand National, 1951, Nickel Coin. So this is how far we're going.
Wow.
Don't forget as well, Katie Walsh is on it. No female jockey has won the Grand National. So this is a fairy story in itself.
It certainly is.
That's against it. And don't forget, another one to throw a fan in the way. So it's a grey horse. Only three grey horses have won the Grand National. So every single stat is against this horse to win. That's why the popularity and the media and everybody else, the public, are going to be backing this horse to make absolute history on Saturday. And wouldn't it be an absolute fairy tale? The first female jockey to win the Grand National, a grey horse, a 7 year old, to win it. It'd be an absolute fairy story.
Fantastic. Just before you go then, Tony, have you. Most people will have an each way bet, but are you having one on a rank outsider as well?
Well, I already have, to be honest, Al. There's a couple that I've already backed indoors. Captain Redbeard was 100-1 2 weeks ago. It's short of 20-1.
Wow.
Now, this is a horse that's coming into form at the right moment. I have a couple of quid each way on that. And one horse that I did like to look up last year, and it ran a gallant sixth, and it was a very young horse at the time, was Villon de Rouge. Now, being prepped for the Grand National this year, I think the odds just... They're overstacked. It represents very good value. It's 33-1 at the moment. Number 15 in the Grand National, Villon de Rouge.
Yeah.
I think it has to run a big, big race. Come sixth last year, I think it will run into a place as well. And number 34, Captain Redbeard.
Right. Well, Rouge translates to red from French, so there might be a few reds on it, too.
I think it'll be very, very popular on the red side and the maiden side as it wins out.
Tony, great to have you on. Have a good weekend, mate. I'm sure you will.
Rock, sport, and talk. Radio City Talk.